I'm glad to see that little girl come down. I thought there would just be one girl. Now, I'm going to ask some questions. First off, what is this? It's a broom. What's it good for? You tell me. Well, you can sweep cobwebs off of the ceiling with it too, though, can't you? You bet you can. You can do a lot of things with a broom. But what I think of when I think of a broom is a broom that I think helped save my life. The broom that I'm thinking about was bigger than this one. It had straw on it for sweeping. The handle was bigger. Listen, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me tell you something. When I was a young man, I loved guns. How many of you like guns? I did. Oh, I loved guns. But my father taught me, never point a gun at something you don't want to hit. And that was a good shot. I could shoot apples. Then I got better. I could shoot acorns. I would even shoot walnuts out of their tree, and they would splatter, and the birds would eat them. I was a good shot. I still like guns. I only have one, a little bitty one, but I love the smell of them. But I never pointed my gun at something I wasn't going to hit. Well, when I became a young man, I had to go to the Army. And I lived way back in the hills. I guess I was a hillbilly. You know what a hillbilly is? It's somebody, yeah, you know. Okay. And when I got in the Army, I was a perfect person to carry a gun or be a target for somebody else to shoot. But I told my commanding officer, I said, sir, I have never pointed a gun at something that I don't want to hit. I would rather be a medical aid man, somebody that would help those that did get shot. And oh, he says, you got to carry a gun. We need people that can shoot guns. I said, I can't do that. I refuse to do it. So they put me in the medical department, and I learned how, if somebody was bleeding, I could stop the bleed. I could put a bandage on. I could even pick them up and put them on a stretcher and get somebody else, and we would run with them. But something I never was in was a battle. Never. I saw a battle across a canyon, but I was never in one. Why? Okay, we were marching at the Army base because we had a new commander. The new commander wanted to see all his troops, and we spent the day marching. And when it come time to march, my company commander, my officer, said, everybody go get a gun. They were stacked up. Everybody ran to get a gun, and I stood there, and I said, sir, I wear a white band that has a red cross on it. I can't carry a gun. I just can't do it. And that made him mad. I don't know where he got it, but he got that broom. And he says, you march with that broom. You do what the others do with their gun. You do it with a broom. Oh, he was mad. I did. Marched a couple hours back and forth. The new commander, his name was Colonel McConkie. What a name, Colonel McConkie. And he rode a horse, and he had a big bulldog. You know what a bulldog is? You do. And those bulldogs are rough looking. Colonel McConkie looked just like a bulldog. You know what the biggest difference was between him? He smoked a cigar, and he always had one in his mouth. He smoked a cigar, and the dog didn't. You could tell them apart real easy that way. And at the end of our marching, a soldier beside Colonel McConkie come running down, and he talked to my commanding officer. My commanding officer came over and grabbed my broom. He said, the colonel wants to talk to you. Ooh, that was scary. I went up to the colonel, and he said, soldier, do you know where I live? I said, no, sir, I don't. Find out and be at my house tomorrow at 0800. 0800 means 8 o'clock. That's the way the Army tells time. 0800, you be there. I was pretty scared then. He might be sicking his dog on me. When I got there, 0800 the next morning, he looked at me and he said, son, I need somebody that I can trust. I'm going to be gone for a while. Will you take care of my big dog? Here's his feed and his water. And he says, spend the day in my house. You can go back to eat lunch at your army. It was a half a mile away. It was easy to walk. But he says, you take care of my dog till I get back. Can I trust you? I said, yes, sir, you can. I was all ready to go to the army and go overseas where there was fighting. They all left but me. About, I think, 6 weeks later, the colonel came and he says, how's my dog? I said, sir, he's fine. He says, you're relieved of your duties. Thank you. I knew I could trust you. Well, why do you think he picked me? Because I was carrying a broom. Everybody saw that great big broom, and he knew that it would be humiliating to me. So after I went back to my unit, I had to take basic training over again. And one of my friends that went overseas, when he came back, he said, oh, Merlin, it was terrible. Out of over 216 from the company that I trained with, four came back alive. Four of them. And I think it's because I carried a broom and not a rifle that the colonel chose me to take care of his dog. Always stand true. If you have a feeling that you're not going to do something because it's against your conscience, don't do it. I wasn't going to point a gun at somebody and shoot them. And I just knew I couldn't do that. Instead, I had to march with a broom, and I was saved. I think by a broom.